To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Looking for ways to make your lipstick last longer, make your hair more vibrant, and your skin more radiant? Well, David's going to tell us how, and all of these things are right in our homes. Hey, David.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to them all.
Happy New Year. Yes. We'll cover it all no matter where you're at and when you're listening. No, and it sounds funny with the topic because you'd think I must be using all this stuff. But as a chemist, we have all kinds of tricks. And I guess with the change in my life of wanting to lead a healthier lifestyle and eliminate all these harmful chemicals, there are so many products you can use that's right in your own home. And let's get to it. We all have, yeah, everybody wants to have wider looking nails. And so what are some things you can do to help smooth out your nails, make them look healthier, make them look wider? And you ready for this? Toothpaste, yes, and lemon juice.
To get mixed together or separate?
Mix them together because there's two things it's going to do. So you put a little bit in, let's say, the palm of your hand or a little bowl or on a little plate, mix it together. Toothpaste, which most people don't realize, they brush their teeth with it and they rinse it out and they don't pay attention to it. But if you rub it in your fingertips, you can feel there's a slight abrasive. It's not a big grain abrasive like we use on our face. This is just really tiny, tiny particles, but that's what's helping scrub your teeth. It will do the same for your nails without disrupting the nails. So it'll help smooth them out as if you had a manicure done. So it'll help smooth it out. The lemon juice is acidic, so it's going to eat away at some of the impurities that have built up and cause the yellowing effect. So simply, I'd even put a little lemon juice in water and soak your hand for a minute, but then mix it together and rub it and just smooth it over your nails and rinse away.
Now, does that help break down the cuticle? Because I seem to have these really tough cuticles that seem to grow over, I won't say half my nail. I mean, I'm not a complete freak, but definitely a little too much of my nail for my comfort.
Two separate subjects.
Okay.
No, the cuticles, a little bit of lemon juice will help break that down. But reality, your best bet is you want to either take care of them, push them back, cut them, or soak them. A little bit of lemon juice would help with that as well. The other thing is, let's talk about the lips for a minute. Sometimes you want your lips to be shiny, and some women look for a lip gloss, and you might be out of it real quick. So what's a quick way to do it? I'm going to tell you that there's two simple things in your kitchen right now, at least I hope they are, is olive oil, because it's rich in nutrients, but it's really the oil that's going to create the shine and seal in the moisture. So a drop of oil, olive oil, you could smear over your lips. The other is take a vitamin E capsule and cut it open. Just put a little pinhole in it, and you can just massage it over the lips, and the oil, the vitamin E, will nourish the lips, soften the lips, and create a shine.
I love that, David. I am the lip gloss queen. I don't wear lipstick. I don't know why. Well, maybe someday I will. But I love lip gloss. And I actually use olive oil or other oil in the kitchen to take off my eye makeup.
Well, and that's a great solution. I say use olive oil, but even sweet almond. You could actually saturate a cotton ball and then wipe away the makeup remover, because waterproof makeup is just that, waterproof. It's not oil proof. So the oil will help break down some of your waterproof makeup or hard to remove makeup. So you've got one that's a great one that I often forget about. Take a cotton ball, saturate it again with olive oil, and then just wipe away the makeup. It'll break down quickly. While we're talking about eye makeups more specifically for a minute, I'm going to give you one you'll love. When you travel, okay, it often will break up the eyeshadow as you travel. If it's in your purse, bounced around, or maybe in your luggage, take that same cotton ball, not one that's saturated, but take a clean one, trim it just a little so it fits into that compact. Let it sit on top of the eyeshadow. When you close it, it's almost like packing peanuts, if you will, for your eyeshadow. It'll keep it in place so it won't break next time it's tossed around in your purse or you checked in your luggage.
That's a great suggestion. I love that. So clever.
Let's keep going. You ready? You said you don't use lipstick, but sometimes you want your lips to be a little redder or a little pinker. You ready for this? Take a little bit of take a beet, slice the beet, and take the juice of it with a Q-tip. And you can apply it to your lips. Then you do use lipstick, just not store-bought.
All right.
The beet juice will actually do just that. It'll create a little bit of the pinkish-reddish color. It's actually staining the lips. Be careful not to get it on your teeth, because it will stain your teeth. But use a Q-tip to apply it. You could even use it as a base underneath your lipstick if you want, so that way you've got a little bit more of a permanent-type coloring there. So that's funny that
Ooh,
you already
I like
do that.
that. Actually, well, to be honest, it's usually from just eating some beets, and then I'll say, oh, and I'll take my finger and just like stick it on my lips.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, if we're talking about ways of lip gloss, lip stain, let's talk about another trick that you can do is before you apply lipstick or beet juice or anything we've just talked about, exfoliate your lips. Now, there are lip exfoliators out there, but one of my favorites is take a little bit of olive oil, take some granular sugar and just put it together and then just gently massage it over the lips. Your lips get dried as well and chapped. Get rid of the dead skin cells on the surface so it's softer. So now you can have your lips soft and prepared for the lipstick or lip stain. Then the next is, after you've rinsed that away and rinsed away the oil, you'll love this. Take an ice cube, rub it along your lips before applying. Then apply the lipstick and do the quick once over with an ice cube again. Lipstick, its main particles is wax, and so what you want to do is help freeze it back up, and what it'll do is harden and actually bind the skin a little bit little bit stronger and last longer.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, does it hurt when you exfoliate your lips? I'm guessing you have to be very gentle.
Be very gentle. If you're going to press hard, you're overdoing it. I'm trying to make a joke here and couldn't think of one quick enough. No, just gently massage it over the lips. You just want to get rid of the top layer. Just like when you massage an exfoliator over your face or body, you don't need to press hard. You're just getting rid of the top layers of dead skin cells. Now let's jump back. We talked about when traveling some things to do, okay? And we talked about what to do with your eyeshadow or pressed makeup by putting a cotton ball in it. Here's another one when traveling. You ready for this? Ditch the shave cream. Ditch it. Don't even carry it when you travel. First of all, aerosol cans have to be checked luggage, so it makes it a hassle when you're on a short trip. It's an extra item to carry, an extra item to worry about. Summer's here. Let's enjoy it when traveling to see family. What can you use? When you get to where you're going, if you're going to see family, they probably have it. But if you're staying at a hotel or whatever you're doing, hair conditioner. What does it do? It softens your hair and conditions your hair. It will do the same on your legs to prepare your hair for shaving. So there's a couple things that happen here. A shave cream comes out as a foam. Foam is just soap. It's a can of aerosol soap that creates a barrier. That foam creates a barrier between the razor blade and your skin, causing all kinds of nicks, bumps, and not really a close shave. And then the soap dries out your skin. So you got a double whammy there. If you would start shaving with a hair conditioner, you'll find there is no foam, so you're getting a close or shave. Because it glides smoothly, you'll have less nicks and cuts. Your legs will feel moisturized at the very end, and you're using one less product. And so all of a sudden, if you do this even at home, forget traveling, you're going to be hooked and you'll never use a shave cream again.
Yeah, I love using the conditioner for my legs. Now, speaking of conditioner, I mentioned in the intro that there's some tips for hair. What can we do to make our hair look good? Can olive oil? Can we do some kind of like deep olive oil, you know,
put under the heat lamp or something? Yeah, well, I'll tell you the other is take a little bit and just massage it in the palm of your hands to warm it just a little. Then use your fingertips and apply it to the scalp where the hair root is growing and then to the tips of your hair to help try to soften where you may have some split ends or nourish it so we can kind of minimize that damage. I'll give you one more, though. With summer being here, you ever go out in the pool and you find people that swim a lot or are kids over the summer and they get the green hair? That green is actually from the copper pipes used in the pool and the cleaning chemicals, the chlorine and all. That's what's causing the color green to appear. And so if you've ever had that problem, you know, we're all embarrassed by it, and how do you get rid of it? Well, you're ready for this. Wet hair can't absorb anything. So one of the best things you can do is use the shower next to the pool before you jump in. By wetting it with clean, purified water and not contaminated with the copper, you've now got the hair so full of water, it's hard for it to absorb. The other one is use a leave-in conditioner and spray it, because that'll help coat it as well. So that's one way to avoid green hair this summer.
Yeah, I swam in college, and I used to wet my hair, put a deep conditioner on, and then put a very tight swim cap on. So as I was swimming, I would get warmer and warmer from working out, and that would be a great way to deep condition my hair.
Well, that bathing cap, I'm sure, looks sexy. So anybody who wants to look great this summer, the bathing cap is a great accessory, but if you're not wearing one, use the hair conditioner and wet your hair. Well, we've gone through some great beauty tips, but time is running out. So I'm beauty expert David Pollack with the gorgeous Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.